Deputy Minister in charge of Pre-Tertiary Education, Alex Tremi, says public school teachers will be paid according to the number of days they show up to teach. According to him, the move is geared towards reducing the rate of teacher absenteeism in public schools across the country. Mr. Tremi said the Ministry of Education is working closely with the Metropolitan, Municipal and District Assemblies to make the initiative a success. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
It is the policy of our minister, and for that matter, our minister. And that is why our zero tolerance for teacher absenteeism is there. There was a committee which my minister put together. They submitted their report and we wish to carry every recommendation in that report to the latter. Meanwhile, we are augmenting the fleet. We bought some vehicles for the National Inspectorate Board, which was established by Act 378. And like they are the independence of vices in school, we are helping them to be mobile so that they can reach out to every district in the country and to come out with their findings on how to improve performance, not only to punish teachers, but what we need to do right so that teachers will also be happy. The priority areas, we quickly intervene to help them to give up their best. Stakeholders made number of suggestions to that effect. The first one was to solve collaboration with major stakeholders like the DIOC so that they take part in school supervision. The second issue was to ask the Ghana Education Service to deduct the number of days a teacher will absent himself from his salary, which is also ongoing, and also to ask the district assemblies to also help in providing infrastructure. I'm talking about teachers bungalow and other things to help teachers. And recently you saw that many district assemblies bought some motorbikes to their various district directories so that they can also augment the supervision of schools. Although we know, we agree that there are a lot of challenges, it is also unacceptable for somebody to use that as an excuse to only collect salary at the end of the month without doing the work he is assigned to.
And deducting the number of days absent from one salary, how sustainable is that?
Well, the Director General had already issued instructions to the Directors of Education and to inform heads of schools, that I'm talking about school heads, to finish them with reports monthly so that they'll be able to know those who intentionally absented themselves from school, so that their salaries will not be paid.
Mr. Tremi also said, although there is some level of teacher absenteeism, the World Bank and UNICEF ratings of Ghana as a country with the highest teacher absenteeism is not entirely correct.
This report is a very old report by the World Bank and UNICEF. That was their 2011 report, which indicated, among others, that teacher absenteeism rate and time on task is very high in Ghana. They compared Ghana to so many other countries, and the most two countries in Africa, Morocco and Tunisia, which they said every year a teacher in Tunisia absents himself an average of about 11 days, and Tunisia 13, but in Ghana 45 days. So it is in their report on February 23rd, 2011. So it is an old report, and for that matter, we have taken pragmatic steps to stem the tide.
You are saying it's an old report. So from 2011 and 2014, does it look like the situation has changed?
Yes, it has changed tremendously. From a national average of 27% absenteeism in Ghana, it's now 17%.
Deputy Minister of Education in charge of Pre-Tertiary Education, Alex Tremi.
Meanwhile, the Executive Director of Child Rights International, Bright Appiah, says government can better address the problem of absenteeism if it involves stakeholders in education. Mr. Appiah thinks the experience of these stakeholders together with government's efforts will bring improvement to the education sector.
I think that it is a stakeholder approach that we need to use to address some of these issues. And as you mentioned, NERC has carried out a lot of research to prove this point, that we need to do something about it, especially when it comes to the urban and rural divide. And I'm sure that most of the teacher absenteeism do happen in our rural communities. And when it comes to school management, we think that a stakeholder approach needs to be given to it, especially where government would also play its role very well. And then we'd also see how the community itself can also help to address some of these issues, especially when it comes to accommodation. And I'm sure accommodation is one issue that we faith, and that if you look at the way we have designed our education system, government do not build facilities for teachers, especially when they want to post them to certain areas. So that should be the responsibility of the community as well as the PTA and the SMB to see how they can also support that process. These are some of the things that they should also begin to look at, so that when teachers are posted to their areas, they will be able to also accept them and then also provide a certain level of accommodation for them. And one of the things that we should also know is that we should, as much as possible, make the school environment friendly for all stakeholders to participate, especially when it comes to the community participation in our school environment, where the community ownership will be there for them to also know that they have a stake in the development of students in our schools. Therefore, any services that the government will provide in terms of human resource, they would also find ways and means to also address some of the issues. But as we speak, there are some conceptions that the school environment is always meant for government, but communities cannot participate in that. But I think that we need to bridge that gap to be able to resolve this issue.
That was Executive Director of Child Rights International, Bright Apia.